Blog Talk Radio.
What it do, schoolboy? Yeah, man. This is just a spinoff of the stand up, my nigga. Don't get mad about this, but I had to do something for the mixtape. That shit was hard as fuck. So, you know, I just did my own little version of it, you know, for my shit. Yeah. So, it's okay.
Lost game.
The dagger. Yeah. Now why is everything always a struggle and fight? It's alright, it gives me something when I step to the mic. The end is in my sight, but damn, look, it's so far to travel. And I done come along so far, so I stay ready to battle. I gotta look out for them booby traps. Eating scooby snacks, you see that rat tail, they off track. She need a match to state, in fact, the world of people in it, a fuck. Liars, cheaters, women, beaters, everybody's corrupt. Even me, from that last line, I'm 2 of the 3. Even though I know it's wrong because it happened to me. That shit hurt like a motherfucker, still I persist. Not jumping off a cliff, splitting wrists and killing the bitch. If that happens, I go straight to jail. Life sends them to hell. You ain't even worth it, bitch. I hope that nigga treats you while I'm moving past you. I see you in my rear view. You just adding all the other bullshit I've been through. Stand up, walk strong, even though the path long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. But if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then. Fuck you. Stand up, walk strong, even though the path long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. And if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then. Fuck you. I gotta stay ahead. If you ain't with me, then you fall behind. I'm seeing through the pitch black. You wish that you had eyes like my materialism. Old prisons are racist. No one really gives a fuck. I'm dealing with the realism. Unity is close to none. Watch your foes, watch your friends. Money is the root of evil. Dying over Benjamins. Don't get me wrong, I love it too. Look at what we going through. But now I'm saying, if you see me, better follow through. Cause now I'm looking out for me, my niggas, and my family. People on my level with the money making strategy. Weed is for my battery. I'm smoking to charge up. But if I wanna act a nut, I pop a pill of power up. 83% in my cup. Watch me as I fold around.
Dagger, put your fucking arms down. You're standing on the ground.
These faces got me dizzy, y'all. I'm feeling myself. And all these bitches want enough. So I'm just trying to help. Come on, stand up, walk strong. Even though the path's long, all I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. But if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then. Fuck you. Stand up, walk strong. Even though the path's long, all I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. And if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then. Fuck you. The dagger you can't be without, but people always talk about. I give you haters 12 bars. Go ahead and let it out.
You ain't never struggled, never slept on the floor. You always out of home and food. You never ever been poor. You the cleaner, do the work. You don't belong in the streets. You ain't the ghetto homie, more like Santa Monica Beach. Have you ever shot a nigga?
No.
Ever slice a dog?
No.
Ever slap a bitch?
No. But I push your heart though.
And seeing what we mean, you ain't just off of the struggle. And you ain't never been to jail, so you ain't never in trouble. You don't deserve the name of home.
No.
Your name should be tied, cause you wear a button up and work an actual job. Be furl?
Just pop.
You ain't hypey at all. We never see you at the swap, when you stop at the mall.
Now I done heard what y'all have said, and I'm so happy that you think it's true. That means I'm doing something right, so all I say is fuck. Stand up, walk strong, even though the path long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. But if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then. Fuck you. Stand up, walk strong, even though the path long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. And if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then. Fuck you.
Oh shit, what's cracking, y'all? The Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Of course, you know it's Friday, so it's Fuck You Fridays. If you tuned in live, you know what it is, and if you're going to download this later, then you'll just have to go back and listen to what's going on. But as you know, tonight is just all talk, no music. I'm going to run my mouth about shit that pisses me off, things I got to get off my chest. Supposed to meet up with my nigga Fresh with it, see how that do. Meet a new friend today. I'm waiting on that now, so I don't know. We'll see what happens. So y'all gonna be with me during the whole process. Y'all know how Fridays go down. Look, I think I got my online cracking while I'm mobile as well. So again, if you want to call in, 661-621-7559. If you are listening live and want to get some things off your chest, feel free to just holler at me. All right, I'll be here. Oh man, I guess I don't know. What I want to talk about first? There's just a lot of things go through my head during the week. It's funny because all during the week, I've been thinking about, okay, I can't wait till Friday to get this out. I can't wait till Friday, and then either something else will take it over, you know, and have me thinking about something else, or I just get to Friday and then be like, fuck everything. I don't even want to talk about it, type shit. You know, it's just a lot of things that happen. A lot of things happen throughout the week. You know, well, a lot of things happen every day as far as the Dagger's life goes, but shit, even when I don't be trying to do shit, just sit around and just mind my fucking business, shit happens. So it's just crazy. So, but as far as, like I said, today, it's been a It's been a cool day, I guess, so far. Oh, wait, I got to do all the other shit I got to do first. Hold on. Shout out to the boss lady, Topaz and Shay. Again, without her, there is no Bang Out Radio. She started it all and is allowing us to keep things moving, to keep things moving forward, keep things pushing. So thank you, boss lady, for allowing that. And then next, all independent artists. Again, even though we're not going to hear any music tonight, keep sending in your music, all right? I'm looking for all brand new artists, brand new music from artists that have been fucking with me for the longest. So, I mean, either way, keep sending in your music. Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, that is dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, all right? Get at me. And then, again, last but not least, just anybody that takes time out of their day to spread word about the show, to talk about the show, to support these independent artists, to support me, support the people that come through here, support the beauties of the week. Just if you support if you support Bang Out Radio, we support you, all right, to the best of our ability. So, again, keep doing what y'all doing. Spread word about the show. Talk about the show. That's all you got to do, and that's all I'm asking, all right? All right, now, back to where I was. Oh, man, people take forever. Like I said, I was waiting for somebody. She just showed up, so now I'm going to go see what's up with the homie phone and everything real quick. Hold on. Sorry. Excuse me. Got to do my introduction. Oh, now where's she going? Ah, people don't listen. She now got to go back inside. See, it's like I waved at you because I know you saw me. Unless you got to go get something. Let's go find out real quick. Oh, man. I don't know about my life, y'all. Like I said, I do the craziest shit sometimes just so y'all can listen to me and hear what I go through. So hope y'all enjoy this show. But let's see what's up. Did she have to go buy the avocados or is she doing something else? She would let me walk all the way inside. You just wanted to walk in here? You already had me up here for over an hour. You already had me up here over an hour looking at all these people. I don't like people. But what's up?
I don't like people either.
All right, but you got me out here, especially Mexicans. I don't like Mexicans. Let me get up out of this parking lot before I start talking out loud. But I know.
Dang. I just figured it was safer walking to the avocados than walking up to my car, like,
People wave at you all the time. Yeah, okay. So my wife. And then I could have sworn you was like walking over this way, but I'm like, why does she?
You know, to be honest, I thought there was somebody else in the car, so I was like, no.
Like I said, I was just thinking you just wanted to go in here with the avocados and shit. I'm like, you did not go in here with the avocados. All right, now a few things that I don't want you to think I'm crazy. I forgot to mention I host a radio show.
Okay.
I do a radio show four times a week now. We're personally on the radio show live right now. It's supposed to be Friday, so it's just all talk. So
awesome.
I'll be running my mouth doing random shit. Feel free to chime in. People can hear and everything. I just want you to know that that's what's going on.
Okay.
All right, and then also while I'm out here, since I'm out way out here in the boonies, you know, my homeboy stays over here in Linwood, so we're gonna smoke some weed with him and everything. We were going to do smoke sessions. We haven't done a smoke sessions in a while. That's where. No, we'll be sitting here talking all kinds of shit, record ourselves while smoking and everything like that. Like I said, it's entertaining. But did you want to introduce yourself, or are you just going to be the voice in the background? Everybody can hear if you want to, but, I mean, if you just want to be a voice, that's okay, too. We can just keep it incognito, because, you know.
I'm going to let it play. I'll surprise you.
Okay, just let me know then. All right, All right, because I was out there any longer. I was about to start talking about you first and sitting out there waiting on you. But that's how black people. It's okay. It's black people. We be on CP time and everything like that, so it's cool. But I'm not even going to lie. Luckily, I wasn't out here all the way on time myself.
I know. I'm like, yes, but I already know way.
And then not having no phone. Let me ask you this, okay? What happened?
I put in my bag. I swear. I think I perfectly clear my bag just so I can show you.
Oh, so you can show me how broken your phone is? Let's see.
You can still use the stream. Look at the battery. It's hot.
And you don't yellow that. You gotta put some tape on that or some rubber band over there.
It'll be non-functional if I use
But you can still receive calls, right? Wouldn't you be able to receive calls?
No, you wouldn't.
Oh, and if that's bottom line.
The charger is short-circuited. The charger don't charge for the
phone
anymore.
It's a copper new phone. We just need to upgrade that.
We don't even close all the wires. All
right. Well, okay. I guess I'm a little bit of a believer. Okay. You're not all the way a liar. You just can't show up on time. That's all.
I'll keep that.
Okay. No, that's okay. Like I said, it's just today. It's okay. Everybody gets one.
Can I roll this down? I'm hot.
Oh, yeah. Go wait here. Actually, let me turn the AC because doing this through my Bluetooth, if I got a lot of air going through here, you know, I want to make sure people can hear me because, you know, on the radio, it sounds fucked up on the other end, like all kind of shit every day. I'll be trying to look out for my listeners as much as possible. Oh, man, Atlanta. All right, so. But a lot of bullshit going on in the world. That's what I'll be on. Like, let me tell you what Fuck You Fridays is for. Fuck You Fridays is basically a day where if you got anything to get off your chest, you know, anybody want to put on blast, if situations are fucking with you all week, you know, I provide Friday. So it's like, man, fuck them, fuck you. You know what I mean? If you got somebody to blast or whatever you got to do, tonight's the night to do it. You know what I mean? We don't judge. And I also feel like once you get shit out, you get things off your chest, or you feel a little bit better. You know what I mean? Even if you're not talking to the person that you may want to be saying fuck you to, it's still good to say fuck you every now and then, yell, scream. Just do what you got to do. So, I don't know. Have you had a good week? Anybody fucking with you this week?
So funny.
Oh, here we go.
No, I'm not saying. Well, because the girl I'm staying with right now,
all
right. I was in a situation
for
Oakland. And I'm not from out here, so.
Where you from?
I'm from the Bay of Oakland.
Oakland. I've tried to get out there, man. I like it out there. They be turned up out there. You should get out there. Do they still be doing that? They still be mollied up and everything out there and doing all that? Would you know?
Mollied up.
Molly Whopping,
bitch.
Oh, Molly Whopping, that's what it is?
Molly Whopping, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That ain't over
E-Pills.
That's our pills.
No, I grew up on that. We used to have Friday all day every day. You know what I mean? There's the hype training and shit and everything out there. I know all about fizzles. But, you know, but it's nowadays you can't even get it. You know what? It's funny now that I realize I used to go to swinger parties over here. Don't mind me. I'm sorry. I just had a flashback. That bitch stayed down that street on that little corner. She one of those, but it wasn't really a swinger party. It was one of those parties where it's like, I don't know. Have you seen these parties? Like these sex people have like half sex parties and like parties where you know what I'm talking about? That type of parties I'm talking about.
Married couples that have like open relationships.
Well, it goes both ways. I've been to both.
Okay.
I did because I.
And
like,
y'all know about
sex clubs. Things like. But these are just strictly. It's like there's certain groups of people that are like sex groups of people or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Now you have the ones that are like swingers, you know, they're the couples and the couples and everything, you know, we want to swing. Or they want the ones that are like, you know, or is it they just want a single lady with them, so you know, it's couples looking for single ladies and everything. Now these parties that these people used to throw, this is the one where I would call it like desperation. I would only go because the homegirl would roll with me and then we would be plotting on people. You know what I mean? Because we weren't together, so but we would go as a couple, knowing that, you know, if we hooked up with another couple, it's cool for us. We don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? So we'll be plotting on people. But when we go to these parties, these people, these are like the fat bitches. And I said it many times before, and I still hold true. Fat bitches are some of the biggest freaks. Why? Because they have, they have to be. That's exactly why. Like her, she got to be a freak. That bad bitch that's working on her, she got to be a freak. I'm saying, so you ain't got nothing else going on, you know what I mean? You're already fat. And it was funny because these are like the big bitches where I really think they just don't get no other play anyway. So they throw these sex parties, rent out houses, and charge these niggas like $60 a head to come through. You know what I mean? Like, and then, oh, I forgot, we're on Long Beach Boulevard. Oh, they out here. Yeah. But that's what they would do is that they would rent the house and they charge like single dudes to come in there like $60 a head to come in there and sit up there and drink, watch fat bitches walk around half naked and shit and everything like that, and then maybe get in where they fit in and shit like that. That's what it was. But it's just crazy because, I mean, I would go because also at the same time, like I said, freaks are freaks. There may be fat people out there and everything like that, but fat people, and when it comes to groups of people, mm-hmm. not everybody's fat. You know what I mean? You never know who may be up in there. You know what I mean? And then, well, you know, maybe your dick sucked a little bit by a fat girl. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, that partake of that. But these niggas, but it's like, it's funny because you see the bitches, right? And then you look at the niggas that will come through at these parties, and you see why they're dropping $60 to come here and fuck with these bitches. Like, y'all wouldn't get no play anywhere. You know, it just seemed like it would happen anywhere else type shit. And then it was just some of the craziest situations. Yeah, they try to have little themes and shit and everything, and it's like, no, you can't. And it was always funny because they used to hate on me because I used to always come with, like, the best-looking girl in there. Because I would bring, like, yo, you come with me? Like, I said, I don't deal with, like, mud ducks, or at least I don't go out in public with them. I call it the TMZ effect. TMZ? You are TMZ?
Yeah.
It's a TMZ. But you know about it, right? But I call it the TMZ effect. It's like, you got to, I personally think, like, when I go out, when I go party, when I go hang out and shit, you got to think. Somebody may be out there snapping pictures.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Shit like that. You don't want to be caught on camera in a picture out with somebody that's not
yeah.
on your level, in a sense. You know what I mean? That just sounds, make it sound fucked up, but that's what I mean. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to be out with just a crew of fat bitches talking about, oh, we all. Like, you know, and I'm happy it's not going to work that way. Or if I did do that, wouldn't nobody know about it? If I were to take that wrong. Like I said, you can't go out with certain people because that's what I like. Like I said, what I like to call the TMZ effect. You never know who's out there. You never know who may see you. And you gotta think about image. Image is important. So, but it was like, man, and it's like these bitches at this party is like people that, you know, I would never go out and be seen with in public or whatever with anyway. Like, it just wouldn't work out that way. Now, and here, if y'all want to be some big, fat, nasty freaks doing all what y'all doing, it's a nice show. It's fun. It's interesting. Because... And there's nothing. The funniest shit is that these bitches swear they sexy. This is the shit that these bitches be thinking that they was on and popping because these big dudes and shit and everything is hollering their on. So you know, giving these bitches attention and everything like that. And I can't. I don't like that. I don't like falsifying people's information. You know, I don't like blowing people up that's unworthy of that. Like, no, that you're fat. You know, and then the fat bitches is trying to wear the lingerie, but you know they got the pounds and shit. You know what I mean? But the lingerie is all tight, so it looks like, you know, like the bread. I would say it like the bread loaves busted out or whatever and shit. Like it just don't look. But they're like, ooh, she got ass. Ooh, like it's just all. I'm like, nah, fuck y'all. Like I said, if I wasn't up in here free or plotting on these one or two people that's in here, then you know it'll be a whole different story. But and again, there's nothing wrong. Like I said again. I don't want to sound like I just downplaying fat people or whatever. I mean, I do that a lot. But, again, you're a big girl, you know, do you, whatever works for you, enjoy, you know what I mean? Don't take it out on me like that. But my thing is, I used to be the big motherfucker. That's why I can always say this as well. My damn, what is this? Damn, it's early out here. No, they blooded out right there. Look at that. Blood.
Power.
Yeah, they out there, boy. Look at that. But. Man, what was I saying? Fat bitches. Yeah, don't take. I used to be one of the big ones, and I said all the time, like, my biggest weight was 285. That was, like, in high school, you know, and everything. I used to weigh, like, 285. So, you know, I know what it's like to be talked about, you know what I mean, ridiculed, you know what I mean, this, that, or whatever. So it's not like I don't know where it's coming from or whatever. But me personally, I just wasn't comfortable being the big person. It didn't have nothing to do with it with anybody else. She's brand new. But she's new. You know, I always tell how long a bitch been out here on the stroll, or at least how much money she makes. Because, you know, the more raggedy ones have been out here for either a long-ass time or they just ain't making no money so they can't keep themselves up. Either she's making a whole lot of money or she's brand new. It's one of them. Look at these bitches. Oh!
Oh, yeah, they out here.
Shit! Yeah, you! With your ass hanging out like that. Damn!
You ain't doing no plans.
Yeah, man, go get yourself that out there. Yeah, that's it. And look at the little cut suit that they on, man. They're like, little cut suit. But that's all. I swear that might be a dude, though.
Little baby with no ass, yeah.
That's a dude. You can't trust men. So like, you can't trust these people out here. But yeah. You can't trust nobody on these streets, man. But yeah, I used to be the fat kid. But like I said, it's not really like I got tired of ridicule. Just that I was kind of got rid of that. Because I mean, you get tired of people talking about you. I mean, bottom line, if you're the fat dude out the group or whatever, you're the fat girl out the squad and anything like that, niggas can be ruthless. You know what I mean? And females can be ruthless.
Yeah.
I've seen it. You know what I mean? Before I lost all the weight and started dropping the weight and everything, I used to get what I like to call pity pussy. And I don't like pity pussy. And why I call it pity pussy is because, like I said, I'm a good person. I'm a good individual. You get to actually know me and everything like that and chill with me and talk to me or whatever. It's like, oh, he's cool, or whatever. But it was one of those situations where it's like, I may just throw him some, or you know what I mean? Or it was like some pity pussy. Like, they wasn't really trying to fuck with me, but I was cool enough where they was like, okay, let's just get it in real quick or something. You know what I mean? Or something like that. Like, I'm just a nice guy. So I didn't like that either. You know? So fuck it. But, I mean, I did something about it. You know what I mean? I didn't go to fat camp, but I used to go out to camp out in San Diego, but I was a counselor. So, you know, when you're at camp, you get 3 square meals a day, you know, a lot of water, no cars, just walking everywhere. I'm hiking, doing all this shit. Then I come back, like, oh, you lost some weight. Like, you know, 1 year, 2 years, or like, freshman year, I was fucked up. I was, you know what I mean? But my senior, because, like, my junior, I always say my junior to senior year, right in there, that's what I knew, because it's like, that's when it went from pity pussy to, like, oh, like, you know what I mean? It's a difference. And you go from a guy being on both sides, you can always tell the difference between a girl that fucks you because it's just like it's something that, you know, just may happen, like the pity pussy, or it's like, no, I want to put it on him. There's a difference. It's a total difference. Like, when a girl's actually feeling you, like, oh, like, yeah, I want to, yeah. Because, and also, I mean, on top of the pity pussy, I always had also, like, I was always on point with my shit. Like I said, I always had a car. I've been driving since I was, like, 13. Damn, ugh, what the fuck? Yeah. Sorry, y'all. We all on these boulevard, man. It's just like, ooh. It's like it goes back and forth type shit. Y'all gotta excuse me. But yeah, with the pity pussy, you're like, but when they actually want you, like, oh, like, you know what? And a girl's whole attitude, like, I can speak like it's like on both sides. I know exactly what it's like when a girl's just around, because I do that shit too. I can't even lie. I'm cool around fat people. I don't even think about fucking them. But if I'm drunk enough in a situation or something like that, I'm not saying I ain't never took down a big bitch. Everybody took down a big bitch or took down a poundish person in their life at some point. Everybody that did it. So let's not act like, you know.
Poundish
person. Yeah. What did I say? Poundish person. That's right. Everybody that took down somebody with some poundage. Some people like that. You know what I mean? That's it. My dick's got a weight limit. Like, is it once you reach past a certain pound, like, and it's out of proportion, and especially when it's disproportionate. Like I said, there's a difference between thick and fat. I tell people this all the time, and people seem not be under that. Thick, yeah, is like you got that weight, you got that meat on you, but it's proportion right. It's here, it's there. You take care of the sections in the middle. You know what I mean? You do what you got. You thick as fuck, like yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there's just fat, but just everything's everywhere. That's right. And you gotta try to, wrap it all up or cover it all up, and then or some of the people don't even try because you can't, and that's sad too. But again, back like I said, I keep getting sidetracked by talking about that. But what I'm saying is that like I said, I went to camp, I did something about it, I saw it, you know, work, exercise, you know what I mean, and you do something about it if you're uncomfortable with. Like I said, if you're cool in your bigness and you're cool with that or whatever, that's fine. Do you be big? But again, it's unhealthy. You know what I mean? It's not really attractive. I'm sorry. These are just facts here. And not even that, though. What makes it unattractive is that big bitches always wear shit they ain't got no business. Everybody got clothes that accommodates them, that works for them. They got big stores for big bitches. Like, big bitches don't shop at Forever 21. You know what I mean? Big bitches don't shop at, what, Lane Bryant? Is Lane Bryant a fat people store? I don't know. Like I said, I don't know. I'm just throwing shit out there. I'm just saying.
Torrid. That's plus size.
Torrid? Okay. I'm just saying, you know, but you know what I'm trying to say. Fat bitches, stick to what looks good for you. If you fat, that means you don't need a two-piece. You know what I mean? Two pieces aren't for everybody. You know, cover that shit up with that one piece with a little frill on it or something like that or do something. But... Hold on, let's see. I gotta find a person. The little frills on, you know what I'm talking about? The little.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the onesies you put on babies. You know what I mean? Just put on the little bathing suit and call it a day. Oh, I gotta text my homie real quick. Yeah, excuse me, you gotta get ready for the smoke session. Hold on, downstairs. So, but Yeah, but again, if you're comfortable with your fantasy, then by all means, just do it right. And my thing is always, is if you're going to do wrong, do it right. Like I said, if you want to, but it's unhealthy, you know, to some people it's not attractive. But basically, it's a health thing. All fat people got some kind of health problem. It's majority, not all, I try to be as politically correct as possible. But, I mean, look at the things that come along with being fat. High blood pressure, you know what I mean, diabetes, you know. I know big people, you know, they can't. My homeboy right here, my homeboy Funk, he the biggest nigga out the squad. He ain't fat, but you know, he got the gun on. We fucking with him all the time. It's like, nigga, get out here and walk, nigga. Just take a walk. It's like, I knew it's take a walk someday, my nigga. You take a stroll around the block, and you'll be okay. No, we ain't getting out. But oh, okay. I'm gonna be rude though. It may don't call it rude, but he mad as shit because we gotta shoot a video.
The video's gonna be up here?
Yeah, he gonna put his phone here so we can record while we smoke.
Somebody else had that idea.
Hey,
that's a good idea.
No, because we've had that. I tell you all the time, we had a thing called smoke session. Originally, a couple of years ago, like when I really started it out, it was, we were doing it, we had one like every other day. Like, we even got a couple of videos up for now. I'll show you something. I'm gonna show you something a little bit later. But it's just, niggas smoking weed, talking shit. Like, it's the shit that niggas come up with. Just, and it's the whole process. It's like we started from when you rolling up, you know what I mean? Then the car gets cloudy, and then you let it. It's just the whole session. Like, man, it's a smoke session. We about to get into that. See, you guys hang out, get a lot of shit. You know, the radio.
I don't need you on the radio or anything like that, so I understand what you're saying about image, because I'm an actress, like, a real actress.
What a real actress. What's that mean?
Okay,
what porn actors and shit type shit?
Basically,
that's fucked up.
What kind of acting do you like? I'm like, I get it.
For real acting. I mean, that porn acting is not acting anyway, because that's the dumbest shit on porn.
If you ever really pay attention to a porn and you hear the cheesy music in the background, the fake-ass script, like, what did you do today? I think I'm horny. All right, let's get to it. Like, it's dumb.
The most generic ones that I'll be talking about, like the ones that be like, I'm the plumber, I'm here to clean the pipes. Like, this. Or something stupid. Hold on, this nigga be blind real quick. Hold on, one. I just gotta make sure you're excuse yourself here. Where he at? Also part of my rap group and everything, Fresh With It. So, and then I don't know. I'm out there. Hold on, y'all gotta introduce each other and whisper or something, because I know you don't want to be all, you know, publicized real quick. Like, oh, shit. Oh, yeah, this nigga's an idiot. I mean, I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot, too, but there's like, I'm 4DB with it. That's what they dub me, because they always talk about, like, I always got the girls as 4DB, 4 the bitches, but that's what they dub me. I mean, dub myself that. They dub me that. But he's fresh with it. There you go. Woo-hoo! Oh, you got six.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Fresh motherfucking with it. Look at you, yeah, you better watch that shit, nigga. You're on here for all that, nigga. Oh, dude, that is your shit, ain't it? Yes. Yeah,
saying is.
But yeah, you know, it's official. We
Galaxy 3. The 4 came out like the other day, but, you know, I'm on the 3 still.
And that's fine. You got to step up where you can, man. It's better than what the fuck you had.
Nah,
nigga, that's just weird.
Wait.
Oh, that's your flaws in front of the bar?
Yeah.
I've seen that video already.
I want no videos. Yeah, I got videos, nigga. Oh, yeah.
Look at this. 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 Look at this.
Look at this.
Look
at this. Look at this. Look at
this. Look at this. Look at this. Look at
this.
Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Either way, because you're looking at it the other way.
I'm just trying to see where I could put it at to where it'll be like, you know what I'm saying?
We may have to think, we may have to prop it up like this. Hold on, hold on. We got to, you know, I'm the king of the cameras. You know what I mean? I know how to put a camera in a position.
Oh, there it is. So, you know what I'm saying? You got to get that position. See, that shit is.
Oh, we got the super on board. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Wait.
Before you press the record button. Also, y'all, make sure y'all check it out, man. There's going to be a new smoke test loaded up on the YouTube sometime soon. Now, I keep telling you, man, we need to do this shit like weekly, man. This shit is all the shit we should be doing, we're not doing. Just so I can say that. But anyway, yeah, healthcare. Healthcare's fucked up, man. Nigga, what you know about nigga? Because again, you know, I've been out of the job almost, you know, going on almost a year now, badly. You know what I mean? But outside of my little odd job, nigga, almost a year now, nigga. Like, because I'm not about to take this no whatever job. You know what I mean? Especially if they ain't paying me what I used to get paid, and I'm plus the more unemployment. There's no point in me going out there for some bullshit when I'm getting more money for not doing anything. So that's number one. But one thing I miss about having a job, having like. Medical and all that shit and everything. Like, is it a good?
We can watch it. That's why we're doing it. That's dope.
But it's not recording anymore, so now you're cutting it. Now you're cutting it off.
It was the test, motherfucker.
Oh, that was the test. I thought we were going. It looked good. Nigga, I thought, oh, so we're getting it.
But you said yours didn't record the sound. I was making sure.
It recorded the sound.
Recorded the sound.
Oh, well, yeah. That's what it do. What's the life on that shit, though, nigga, with all that juice and shit going through this?
I don't know.
Nigga, 20 minutes? Nigga,
I got 9 hours and 9 minutes right now. But
okay, you got 9 hours. Okay, well, remember, we got to do it in 10-minute intervals. Does it count down when you record?
Oh, yeah, if you see it, it's right. It's going to be right there.
Okay, well, then, yeah, we got to make sure. We only going to load it 10 minutes. Because anything more than 10 minutes, then we ain't gonna be able to load it up. Nigga, see, this what? You had it. There you go. There you got it.
Can't see me. Can't see me.
No, if you do that. There you go. You got to do it that way.
You hear, you smoke weed?
She smoked weed.
You have to be on camera.
The official smoke session. So yeah, but again, I'm trying to tell a story about healthcare. I guess while I gotta roll up the weed, right? Because I know. Oh, you gonna roll up today, nigga? It must be a new day today. Hold up, I'm rolling up some weed. Let me get this
smoke session. We back with it, gang.
Ooh, nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
He's
trying to find a weed ass nigga.
Yeah, you
know what I'm saying?
Nigga, it'll be fucked up. A Newport. It'll be fucked up. No, I gotta roll the windows
out. I do have a Newport, yeah.
It'll be fucked up if the shit's in this.
Newport pleasure.
Nah, nigga, no.
Okay, like the way.
Cigarettes are bad. Cigarettes are bad for you.
You know what I'm saying? Newport, y'all need to pay me and shit for this little plug and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, you gotta hold that just for a quick second. Like, I think the weed's in the pocket.
Got the weed. In the fucking stand.
Hey, nigga, because I had the hoodie on. It was
right here.
No, okay. Damn, where is the weed?
How you call me for a smoke session? Ain't got no.
But I had the weed, nigga, the weed. Where's the backpack?
Right here.
Backpack's in the back. You should just check the backpack.
Yeah, this smoke session going to be all about phone and shit.
Oh, wait. Can you put the stand back there, see? See, we ain't even high yet. We already doing shit, dumb shit. Like,
I'm gonna work my shit.
There it is. Oh, excuse me. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Sorry. You good? Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's full of faith. There we go. Oh, it does count there. Okay, done. All right, we're good. Yeah. That I do got. I'm gonna tell you if you're able to do that.
Shit.
They got the new notebook, nigga, because my old notebook's done, nigga. The old notebook's done, and all that's left in it.
I got a notebook right here.
All that's left in it is Witty Gang tracks that ain't done yet. That's all that's left in it is Witty Gang tracks that ain't done yet. So I'm like,
Hold on, let me take my shit.
Yeah, no. My shit better than yours, nigga.
Oh, no. You ain't got the little shit. With
I don't need that. I don't need that.
You can turn it up right here.
I got that.
Down.
I got that.
Turn it off like, bitch.
I got that.
Hello? Click. On the headphones, bitch. I click you on the motherfucking headphones. You know what I'm saying?
I do got that.
You know what I'm saying? When I go back in the house, I got to dance battle my daughter and shit. She want to battle me.
Y'all got the weed?
Nah, she just want to dance battle. She was like, Daddy, you can't dance. I'm like, I'll bust on you, girl, right now.
Oh, shit.
She was like, we going to battle. I'm like, all right, yo, bust it out.
But I was trying to say, healthcare.
Why do you keep saying that?
I keep saying it because, nigga, I actually had to go to one of the free clinics. And the last time I went to a doctor, nigga, I just missed college.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just actual, you know, that's what I'm saying, like, actual shit. My nigga, already on top, right? Already, nigga, I go to the spot. I go to where the free clinic is and shit. Because I got to go for my finger. Because look at my finger, right? Because I jammed that shit like a couple of weeks ago. Nigga playing ball. You know, look at that shit. That shit is supposed to stick out. You know what I mean? That shit's fucked up, right?
You can't put your shit straight.
Nah, nigga, that shit is.
You got to show the people at home.
Can they, see, let's compare. See how that thumb sticking out like that? Nah, like, nah, they're supposed to do that.
Not at all.
Now, at first, I'm just thinking it's a regular sprain. You know what I mean? I wasn't really worried about it too much or whatever. It's like, okay, it's just a regular sprain. I can deal with that. It's going to be all right. I'm not going to trip. Nigga, and that shit started healing wrong. You just did it after a while. You know, a week went by or whatever, some shit. Nigga, shit was still fucked up. Nigga, can't play the game. That's my game. That's my Xbox throw right there. Like, you know what I mean? That's my 2K throw right there. You know, when I cross a nigga, like, you know what I mean? That's all kind of shit right there. Nah, I think
let's put that in.
Oh. You know what I mean? I need my thumb. You know what I mean? This is my when I roll up. You know what I mean? Lift this shit, things like that. You know, that's why as humans we have these. You know what I mean?
Man.
That's how we have these. So, but my fucking thumb is fucked up. So I'm like, okay, finally, I'm about to go see what's up with this. You know what I mean? Finally, go see what's up with it. Like I said, niggas been out of work for a little while now, so it's like niggas got to go to that free clinic. Like, you know what I mean? First, you got to sign up for some program. First, you got to qualify for the free clinic. Nigga, I had to go to some other shit first.
Cause free, why you got to sign
up? It was some shit. Nigga, like I said, I don't know too much, man, because I don't be trying to pay attention. Because I really don't be trying to pay attention. Because before, it was like, Kaiser, coming through, I need an appointment. Boom, boom, go up in there. Yeah, you know what I mean? And then I'm gone. I never have to. Nigga, I'm out here filling out paperwork about, you know, are you depressed? Have you had any?
Not on camera.
Okay. Have you had any? No, she just wants to get. I mean, when we start smoking, the smoking will get there. But I'm like, are you serious, nigga? I've been filling out questions there about depression. Asking me questions like, have you been in fights with your domestic? You know, all the weirdest fucking questions on these free lists that they be giving your children. Yes, do you have thoughts of suicide? What was it? Have you thought about suicide in the last 6 months? Have you thought about suicide in the last 12 months? Have you did it, you know, it's a whole bunch of, and why am I the only one without a cigarette? Well, you going to offer her a cigarette and not give me one? You're an asshole.
She's like, you got another one? And I'm like, yeah.
Nigga,
you know. That's what happened.
Nigga, oh, and she got my light. And I have my light, my green one. She knows green because it's mine. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
This nigga think he's incredible.
Nigga, you know I'm the Hulk, nigga. Nigga, keep this rage built up. Nigga, don't piss me off. Don't piss me off. You can have Wolverine, nigga. I'm a Hulk, nigga. Bruce Banner with it. Nigga, a.k.a. the Hulk. But anyway. But yeah, man. Nigga, sitting up there doing all that.
If you hit it, Bobby Lou.
I ain't talking nothing about it, nigga. Oh, you didn't even have to do it. You didn't even have to do it. Like, Bloodsucker Wall calls hunting every hater down. Blade with it. They want it. Like, nigga, like.
Daywalker, nigga. Look at the Daywalker, nigga. Daywalker. I just watched that whole trilogy, like, because, you know what I'm saying? I'll be having, don't be having shit to do and shit. I watched that whole trilogy.
That now I work for us. Yeah, like, you got the, nigga, but Joe, other person is fresh.
Yeah, like,
your shit is good. Like, nigga, like.
So
I put out the paperwork. Then they assigned me. Then when I put out the paperwork at one place, then they assigned me one of their free clinics to go to or whatever, where I guess everything's okay and shit, okay, I can do what I got to do or whatever. So then I go. Now, nigga, and then you know how the free clinics be, nigga. It's nothing but Mexicans, foreigners. You know, Mexicans and foreigners who really can't, or motherfuckers that really can't, you know, white trash, old black people, and hood, the most hoodest motherfucking black people. You know, but motherfucking.
The people who don't have health care, yeah.
But that kind of shit, but then there's the same motherfuckers, it's the same people you see, like, on public bus transportation. You know what I mean? It's GR buildings and shit. But it's crazy, like.
I was at the GR building, right, because my mom worked at the GR building, right,
yeah.
And I was going to get her keys so I could check the mailbox and shit,
yeah.
And I was walking, and it was this girl, and she was butt ugly, nigga, she was ugly as fuck, but then she was, like, real skinny right here. And then she turned around, and I swear to God, it was the biggest ass I have ever seen in person.
So it's always like, you just keep your face down, right?
Yeah.
She was proportionate.
Well, what did he say?
What did he say?
Danielle?
Body of a goddess, face of hell.
That's one thing.
Yeah, that's her. But, yeah, GRW, I mean, you just need to, like I was saying, since I lost my car and everything, been having to take public transportation, you see a whole brand new life, you know what I mean? Like, it's a whole new world out there and everything, but then, like I said, what pisses me off is that I go to the place that I'm assigned to go to now. Already what's fucking with me is that the parking lot for the clinic, why is the only parking in there handicap parking, employee parking, and physician parking? How the fuck do you have a parking lot for the clinic, but can't nobody park in there? It's only the people that work there that can park there. The security guard was there. He would tell you, every time somebody go in there, he's like, no, you can't park in here. You got to park on, like, one of the side streets or whatever, or something like that. You know what I mean? But on the side street, it's one of those neighborhoods where it's like, oh, 2-hour parking or 1-hour parking or a meter or something like that. Niggas get tickets and all kind of shit or whatever. You know what I mean? It was a fucked up situation. But I guess this is what you got to go through. Now, I'm up inside, sitting there, whatever. Now, I wait all this time. I'm in there for like 2 hours because you know the free shit takes so long.
Hey, dude, you got to post.
So long. You got
to. Like, I went to the county general with my cousin Remy, the nigga Remy and shit, for his tooth and shit. We was in there all day. We got there like 10, nigga. We didn't leave till like 6. I posted.
I was in there. And I had an appointment. Rippy, I had an appointment. You know what I mean? Because I was listening to tell people, like, you ain't got no appointment? Well, we can't see nobody till 5, and then we may be able to see people at 5 when the new doctor get here, but ain't no promise. So.
It's 5. Wait a minute.
We don't know where we stopped at, but you know how it goes over here.
No,
so
it just stopped just now.
Oh, just stopped. You saw it just now. Okay, well, that's good, too. Yeah, good way to pay attention. But.
I like looking at myself on camera.
So, go through all that shit. Go through that whole. And the thing that pissed me off was just the doctor himself. Now, my doctor was Mr. Chan. Mr. Chan. Doctor or Dr. Chan. Let me not disrespect. He was Dr. Chan.
First name, Chan.
This dude, look at y'all, man. Look, what y'all looking in the car for? Watch this what I'm like. Yeah, this is the super ones, too.
They on 4DV and shit.
Nah, not me. Nigga, that's why y'all see how they try to put me on this. See what he just said? He was like 4DB with it. When those are resistance, niggas just pointing at me, no matter what they look like or none. But she got a little booty on her, too, as far as thinking. See, that's a little thick on her. She could have lost a little from the gut.
Me and Rock talk about that.
A little bit.
You see a bitch and shit, and you always can find something you like about the bitch. Like, she could be butt ugly. She's like, she got some nice ankles. You know what I'm saying? Like, the first day, this day, like, you got to find that one thing and shit to make it cool. Like, you know,
but
it's like she was ugly, but she got a little butt on.
But Mr. Dr. Chan, this motherfucker literally looked like, it's not even looking like Jackie Chan, but he looked like the motherfucker, like, you remember the old dude? Did you see R.I.P.D.? That's all the one. But you know what I'm talking about in there, right? Remember the white dude in there, but when he's alive, in the real world, he looked like the Chinese dude?
Yeah.
You know the Chinese dude?
Yeah.
That's Mr. Chan. Like, that, yeah, him. He looks just like him, I swear to God. Oh, yeah, hold on. I swear to God, nigga looks just like him. This nigga did this, right? This nigga looked at my finger, right? I'm like, yeah, my shit's all fucked up, you know what I mean? Whatever. He's like, do you have any pain with the pad? Like, I'm looking like all in here, whatever, I can't do this. He's like, oh. That's all he did, nigga. I'm like, shit, I've been doing for the last 2-3 weeks. Came there. Now it's like my neck's been fucked up and shit, too. Like, I got pain. Like, he did this, nigga. Like, so it hurts. It's all he did. Hurts here. Nigga wrote me a prescription.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out.
You have to make sure your shit wasn't broke.
Nah, nigga. No, all
right.
But this is.
It'll be all right.
But nah, but see what I mean? But this is what I mean. This is the difference between free and like regular shit, nigga. Because like I said, when I was at the. What the fuck? See, this is why we don't fuck with Samsung. See, Samsung got issues.
Why you hating on my shit?
Because your shit is fucking up right now. That's what I'm saying. Nigga, now was that 9 hours or 9 minutes? Because if your 9 minutes is up, that's how the wire ain't working.
Maybe.
Nigga don't.
This is what I'm talking about right here. What about nigga? Flash, recording mode, normal.
No effects, timer, though. It's none of that, nigga. It's just about time. Like I said, now come out of that real quick. Watch. See, you got 1 second of space. So that was 9 minutes. Your phone ain't got no space, nigga. Upgrade. Yeah, you ain't got no space on your phone. These stars. Just run the whole smoke session without even smoking.
Oh, you know why? Because it's on my thing. You already got the other ones uploading, right?
Yeah. Those are on YouTube all day. Oh, yeah. I'm going to do it. We start doing this enough. I got to put them all on there. So I'm going to put them all in one. In one, like, playlist, so everybody can see them all at once and shit.
Okay, gallery on the
hook. Yeah,
boom, do that like that, boom, and we're going to go like that.
Sit there.
Yeah. Okay,
I was there for that party. I know where that was.
It was popping, okay. For the smoke sessions, though, there you go. That was the smoke session. That was the smoke session.
Boom. We're clearing up room for the smoke session, yeah.
Okay, and...
But after all that, man, he just tied me to the, and he just wrote me a prescription. I was like, okay, get the fuck off, basically. So my thumb's still fucked up. Talking about, well, we don't have the ability to, you know, take X-rays and shit here. You know what I mean? So you got to go over to fucking Martin Luther King Urgent Care and see what they talk about. Man, that's just another whole day gone sitting at MLK. So. I'm sorry, y'all. I just had to get that out. Because like I said, I miss healthcare. If you got a job, they send you to Kaiser or some nice hospital or whatever, man, keep your fucking job and do what you got to do. See, now you got 30. See, there you go. 34 minutes. That's better.
You get 9 hours,
nigga. That's the decimal size. All right. I spent y'all on right now. Wait, we are? Everybody good? Okay. Also, damn it. See?
It's fucking Fridays, right?
It is fucking Friday.
I got something to get off my motherfucking chest.
Here we go.
So, I was driving to work, right?
All
right. I told you this motherfucker hit me?
No, recently? This recently?
Recently, nigga.
Oh,
this motherfucker hit me.
Next year?
Nigga, I don't know. How you got that? Check it out. All right, you know how you dipping, right? Boom. And it's two lanes, and it's a turning lane.
Two lanes? Wait, two lanes and a turning lane, or two lanes and one of the lanes is the turning lane?
Two lanes and a turning lane.
Okay, got you. Okay,
but, you know, the little center dividers.
Center dividers. Cement center dividers. Okay.
Exactly.
The one, and then the addition comes in for the turning lane.
Okay.
Okay,
so
got you.
So if the turning lane is backed up, it got a gang of cars in it, it merges into the lane.
Yeah, they're going straight, right.
And okay,
so
I'm going.
Got you.
And they stopped suddenly, so I stopped, boom.
Okay,
the car behind me, I guess he didn't see, niggas was stopping, right?
Oh, you got rear-ended.
This nigga, I see him, and I try to, like, turn a little bit, but it's a car right there, so I can't turn as much. This nigga, he saw me at the last minute and skirted. Bow! Hit my bumper, but, like, bashed his whole little light out. He skipped my bumper, nothing happened to my bumper, but I didn't know it at the time, right? This nigga, he keep going. I'm thinking this nigga's gonna pull off. He pushed. I'm like, oh, this nigga's trying to get away.
Oh, you tell me, yeah, you can't have
it. I'm like, this nigga's trying to get away. So, nigga, I try to get over, but it's like four more cars coming. They won't let me over. I'm like, fuck. So when I finally do get over, he at the next light. I see him. I stop at the light. He stopped at the next light. Nigga, soon as the light changed, he get on. I get on. Boom, my pony. Boom, he passed the light. And, like, right when I get, like, in the same, between lights, he run the next main street. Like, cars coming, everything, he run it. Woo! I'm like, oh, I'm not running the light.
You should have went after him.
I seen turn at the next light. So I get up there and turn at the next light.
I'd have caught him. I'm the wheel man. I'm the wheel man. That nigga wouldn't got away if I was behind the wheel. I go through intersections. Like, let's go. You know what I mean?
Yo, man, he got away, though. I was high.
Got you. It's not even, you wouldn't have shit. You probably wouldn't have got shit from him anyway.
No, he busted his window and kept going. I will eat.
That's what I'm saying. That shit was like the
I don't know who it was.
But you said you saw it. Oh, was it a window titty? You didn't see me over the rear? You were just after the
car? And it was like, you see the car coming? I couldn't see nobody in the rear view. I see the motherfucker coming, though. I'm like, oh, this nigga finna hit my shit. He just hit my shit. I'm at the light. You know what I'm saying? And the fool next to me, he like, bro, you hit your car. I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm like, yeah, I know. He like,
oh,
he like to pass his shit in.
Fuck people, again, that keep calling black people bro. You know what I mean? That's not the universal shit. Cause it's like to me, it's like you want to say nigga, but you nigga.
I say bro.
Nah, nigga. But you say bro, like, but not. I'm talking about Nigga, I'm at Burger King.
But
nah, but fuck that. Nigga, don't say hello, sir. Something like that, or just say hello. Don't even try to, because it's like you're trying to put a context on it. You know, niggas, I don't understand that. Cause
they say it to each other. They can't say cuz of blood.
But what I'm saying, nah, they said it to me, nigga. I felt like I was trying to just say his name. I'm in Burger King the other night, nigga. And the nigga all in the drive-thru, like, as soon as he see me, like, hey, what's up, bro? Oh, that's it, bro. Oh, he got, what's up with that, bro? Like, and I'm thinking, like, are you fucking with me now? Or are you just trying to, you know what I mean? Like, no, I can't. Yeah, nah, it wasn't nothing like that, though. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just too technical. Like I said, I don't like people. Man, I don't like people as a whole. There's a few that get away with shit, nigga, but I'm done, nigga. I'm just done with people all the way. Because, bro, too much dumb shit is going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why he's trying to ash this ash.
Yeah, at least right there. That's it. And then also, I'm sorry, because I'm like, I'm not even supposed to be hotboxing the shit out of this car. Like, but.
Hey, nigga, that's
bad. Hey, it happens. I'm just going to apologize on top now to the car owner, but you may never see this anyway, so it don't even matter, so it's okay. But,
I'm saying that to everybody out
there. Well, luckily, like I said, it's not anybody that would be known like that, at least
they'll
in our state. Yeah, exactly. So it should
they're
be okay.
A fan and shit.
I got no friends.
But, man, this shit is just dumb, man.
Yeah, it is. Are you trying to pocket my shit?
I put it right here.
No, see, that's just one step and you put it back in your pocket when you get out the car.
Actually, this pocket, I only put shit in this pocket. Is that a gang of holes on that?
So how's the other point line, folks? Enjoy the time off right now?
It's cool, you know, whatever.
And bored?
Yeah. Fuck. You got shit to do every day that you don't got nothing to do. It's like,
especially niggas like us, we need that, like, just rather, like, we go make money. Like, let's go do that, you know, they just post it. Like,
I don't care what niggas be doing. Like, man, what the fuck are you doing? I know post with niggas, like, this is what you do every day.
All day.
Like, nigga, J-Rock stay asleep till, like, 4.
Nigga, yeah, fucking J-Rock, nigga. J-Rock, I gotta talk about your ass real quick. My nigga, why this nigga on my phone at, like, 2, 3 in the morning, nigga, on some drunk shit talking about
everybody like that.
Like, nigga, but nah, he ain't never done that to me, nigga, but nah, also, I'm not used to that type of shit, my nigga. Don't hit me up in the middle of a meeting. He was texting me at first. Like, nigga, do I still got the text? You know, I'll be deleting shit. Hold on. Do I got this nigga?
He probably said crack and he had no way to get it.
Nah, it wasn't nothing like that. He was also like, nigga, you coming to the party, right? Nigga, oh, you been incognito. You know what I mean? Yeah, man.
The party is on Saturday.
Yeah, I know, tomorrow.
Yeah.
But, like, you come to the farm, like, yeah, man, I'm going to be there. Like, man, you ain't been around. Like, nigga, I ain't had no transportation. But then he's not understanding what I ain't been around. He's like, we ain't got no transportation. Nigga, like, when I had my ride and had a job, nigga, I was came through smoke every day at the workplace or whatever. You ain't got no gig. You know, nigga, car gone now. Nigga, it's rough to get around this motherfucker right about now. I mean, you know me, I don't leave unless I got a reason. There's got to be a reason for me to go out and do something or whatever. I just don't go do shit, just do it. You know, that's just never been my steez. I need a purpose. You need to be some money, some cool-ass females or something like that. Just, you know, it's got to be a reason. If there ain't a reason, I ain't going. But this nigga sitting up here like, I'm like, man, I got no transportation. But he thinks I'm trying to get out of coming to the party. So his first thing is, man, this is bullshit. This, that, like, did it. Man, just have phone come get you. Then, nigga, I done put the phone down.
How do you volunteer me to come get a nigga?
Why would phone?
I would have came and got you.
Yeah, but how you on it? Like,
this nigga right here.
Nigga, like, no, they just have phone come get you, move this, that, or whatever. And I'm like, man. I'm like, and then I get to the point where I'm like, and then he calls me. I don't pick up the call, though. Ain't no nigga supposed to be calling me at no 2:30 in the morning.
I mean, if you
cry, unless you want some death tape, nigga, you're about to die or you locked outside, somebody chasing you or some shit or something like that or whatever. But it's like, yeah, or something like, you know what I mean? But it wasn't none of that, nigga, because you
J-Rock is burnt the fuck out. Nigga, that's when he's up. Like, if you think 2:30 in the morning is 2:30.
No, but it's
regular motherfuckers.
Nah.
J-Rock is
sleeping. I was up. No, I was up. It's not the fact that it's not like he disturbed my sleep or anything like that. Because, you know, I'm the night stalker. I'm up through the, I barely sleep anyway. I'm an insomniac, my dancer. And it's just the fact, it's what he hit me up on.
You know, you coming to the party, see, he was probably faded.
He was. And then I'm like, nigga, you drunk? You think you drunk? He going to be like, he said something. It didn't even make no sense. He texted something, it came through. It was like, and then he was trying to spell Bacardi, and then he came out all wrong and everything like that. I'm like, don't they got spell check on that shit either? Like, at least, my nigga, you just. And then I just stopped. And I just stopped. Like, nigga, I'm sorry, Jeremiah, you was acting dumb the other night, my nigga. I can't deal with stupidity on that type of shit. Like, nigga, that's my nigga. But it's like,
you hurt all the way up. And don't, like,
but when he starts up, you're sober, yeah, or just like anybody else. You know what I mean?
Like,
you ever be around people that's so turned up, he's just so sober, but they just so just turned up, and it's just like, we're just not on the same page. And they coming at you like, you turned up? Like, nigga, I'm not there with you, my nigga. Like, I feel you. Enjoy, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to knock you, but, nigga, I don't, whatever you're feeling right now, not feeling the same thing. It's not.
Great time.
Not feeling the same way. That's it.
Oh, I got a story. Oh, I don't want to say it because I'm like, a little bit of shit, they're gonna be like, you said that, Bobby.
Here you go, nigga. Nigga, not only is this fucking Friday, nigga, like I said, it's a smoke session, but it's your story, nigga. Like,
I wasn't tripping because, like, it was, like, six homies.
I walk off. I walk off on holler at the people, go do some shit or whatever. I look around, then I glance over across the party, because, you know, when the Witty gang's in the function, we be having our section. Wherever we at, we all try to keep tabs on each other. So no matter, we check in like, nigga, I'm going over here, or I'm going over there, or, you know, or we make it, at least for me, it's always easy for me, because, you know, I'm 6'5", 6'6". I just tower over most motherfuckers anyway. I can see everybody.
Yeah,
everybody
like,
can
see
me.
Like you
say, the
dagger on
the side. LA Fitted, all
there, y'all. All of them.
It's not official, unless it's got daggers.
Yeah, all of them
say
that.
They try to steal my LA Fitted and shit.
Like,
you know what I mean?
He like but, taller than everybody.
So me being the tall nigga, like, I'm over here drinking, you know, getting my drink, free drink and shit. Niggas was turning up, you know, peeled up, and everything. Niggas was on, mollied up and everything. And it was a hood function backyard party, but it was turned. The hood was tripping and everything. You don't get that much out of here. So niggas was enjoying themselves. So I'm trying to enjoy myself. Everybody else is enjoying themselves. Then I look over.
Baby.
I glance over, and I look against the wall. And where I was just said, this nigga's like literally like on the, like, think the winos on, this is for L.A. people. Think the wild that was downtown L.A., you know what I mean? Or the dude sitting outside Rouse or the liquor stores or whatever, anything like that. You know what I mean? That was this nigga right here, nigga. And I'm like, so then I look first, like, I look over, like, why the fuck is my nigga on the ground? I'm thinking something's wrong. You know what I mean? I'm thinking, like, maybe something happened. I don't know. You know, so I walk up to my nigga, and I'm fucked up, too. I barely know what I'm saying to myself, but it's just
barely.
Funny to me.
And him and the homie is, like, screaming at me. Like, these motherfuckers faded, too. They just not as faded as me, but these motherfuckers faded, too. And these motherfuckers screaming at me, what are you doing?
Because that's what, yeah.
What are you doing?
Because it's Witty Day. How you fresh with it?
Because,
yeah, because how you fresh with it, but you sitting on the ground, my nigga. This nigga take 30 minutes and shit to get all fresh and everything and everything to get out there and everything. Sit his clothes on it. Look.
On the ground, like this, look.
Think the white people in Hollywood, the white people out there that just sit out there and just smoke weed on the ground and just post up and just sit all day and everything like that. Oh, this nigga at the backyard party. Nigga, get the fuck off the ground. Nigga, where are you going?
Hey, go get me a chair. He came back with a chair and got off the ground.
You didn't tell me to go get you a chair, nigga. I brought you a chair, nigga, because
I
wanted you off the ground.
You just couldn't hear me.
Yeah, because you wasn't talking.
I was like,
I remember that, nigga, because I'm like, nigga, what the fuck you doing on the ground? So then I start, then I be like, man, let me get this nigga up off the ground, because he's supposed to be fresh with it. So then I be the good friend, you know what I mean, to go get this nigga a chair.
Yeah.
I get a bitch up out of a chair like this, I need that.
And it called me, like, these niggas came back with chairs, like, folk off the ground.
Like, get this nigga off the ground, my nigga, what the fuck?
Hey, nigga.
Because you don't do that.
Yeah.
He's not supposed to do it. He just had to admit. I'm like, good. And then what I'm doing
one time, you know what I'm saying?
And then
one time, it's cool.
Basically, and luckily, and let me say, he had people there that was really able to take care of. But even the people you was with was even on one day, or, you know, they or something. Like, nigga, what the fuck are you doing?
I'm
like, let me go get this nigga a plate. Let me go get this nigga plate. He wants some chicken. He wants some bread or something or whatever. So, of course, this nigga wake up with the food. Like, that shit, you know what I mean? It was wild.
Man, some chicken, little sandwiches. Came back with some sandwiches, nigga. It was popping. Yeah. He came back with some little fucking noodle shit, but I didn't eat that shit. But the other shit was popping, though. Yeah, it was cool.
So,
and then niggas fucked around and did one of those and was like, that, and you know what I'm saying, smoke some weed, and all my little shit balanced out, and I was like, oh, party time. And then when I got up, this nigga was on the dance floor already.
You know, that's where I be at.
He was like, ah, like this your shit, and then it was this one, and then she was, she looked
at me. Oh,
what? She was white and shit.
No, I got the lap dance from the white girl. That's the one that's all on camera that got a nigga in trouble a little bit with people there. Because you know motherfuckers be haters. Motherfuckers be haters. But I don't be getting in trouble for what? That's what I'm saying. It's never me. Bitches just get mad. No, they get mad at other bitches. You know how many? On top of it was like, because it wasn't really like, why are you dancing with that lady bitch? She wasn't even on this. It was mostly hating on her, talking shit to talk shit about her. You know what I mean? That white bitch had it, though. I'm sorry. I think I get props where it's due. You know what I mean? Maybe I was turned up. Maybe I was, you know, whatever it was. But that's all. They put on that shit where it's like, you know, y'all know how to cut. House party, backyard parties or whatever. They put on them tracks where it's like, okay, everybody should be fucked up enough by now, whatever. We don't get motherfuckers, you know, grinding on each other type shit or whatever, right? And there was this one nigga there, man. Remember the one nigga that was there?
They play like Doodoo Brown or something.
No, so, nah, that was too fast. We're talking t-shirt panties type shit.
Oh, yeah.
We were there.
That's
where we was going.
Right.
You know what I mean? We're not talking Doodoo Brown shit. We talking
we're
niggas.
Pretty, we say they play Doodoo. We at a Thai party and they was playing.
Yeah, I don't know. But that one. And then this is where you know niggas is too turned up. And this is where you also know the backyard party. Remember the nigga that took off all his shit? The nigga stood up on the chair, nigga took off his shirt. You might not remember. He took off his shirt, dropped his pants or whatever.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when he did that, there was still a bitch when the song came on that danced with this nigga on the ground, on the phone, like, oh, this is
it. That's why he did it and shit. He got naked for the
bitch. Yeah, I'm too.
I mean, you
don't even with it.
You don't get naked for the bitch?
Nah, I do.
God,
I do.
Got it at the club.
But there is a little bit of, see, I got to say, see, this is why I wish I could really do some of this shit live sometimes or whatever, where I really need to do where the studio is or something like that, because then you can bring up a little live picture. Like, imagine if this is the screen right here or whatever, and then we bring up a little, here's what happened at the party. You bring it up, like, here it is right here. Like, because I was, because then it's still, just because you're sitting in the chair don't mean you don't do nothing. You know what I mean? Don't mean you don't do nothing. Because, you know, I'm late. Like, I was awesome in my chair, nigga. Like, and that white bitch was, like I said, I just get props for props to do. You know what I mean? That was a good lap dance. Because, you know, I'm not the type that really gets lap dances because, number one, I'm usually on the dance floor dancing or whatever myself. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, putting a bitch to the side or whatever. Like, the nigga gonna be like, come here, you know, I see that shit all the time or whatever. Why you gonna pull a bitch all the way from the dance floor to the sideline or somewhere to sit down or whatever just so you can get a lap dance? You know what I mean? Like, I don't. Niggas is greedy. You know what I mean? I'm not greedy. We can stay out here in the dance floor, do what we do. If you want to pull me to the side or if that song come on or whatever, that's why I always try to be like, if there's like a little stage area or something like that, I always try to be close to the stage because if the stage is right there, nigga, the song come on, then you sit on the stage. Then you right there.
That's what happens.
It's very simple. You got a strategy. You know what I mean? Y'all niggas.
Strategy.
Niggas is slow out here, man. I don't know. Or if niggas is either really slow or shit's just too easy. I don't know what it is. It's one or the other. Or maybe a little bit of both. But I don't know what it is. But, yeah, that shit, what the fuck is...
I was going to say something, and I forgot.
You forget shit all the time.
Everything
nigga.
I was going to say.
You forget shit all the time.
I had a funny anecdote.
A funny one. But it's not been that funny because you don't remember.
You said something, and it threw my whole conversation.
Oh, my shit threw your
shit. Like,
no. So
I was thinking about something, but then you know how you be thinking about something with somebody talking.
No.
So you want to listen.
No.
You're
no.
Like,
No.
And then, because they're going to be like,
no,
you know what I'm saying? You be like, you try to listen to him, but you think about something else. I'm like, oh, so you had said something, so I can start listening to you. And then I start to think about what I was just thinking about.
So I don't know. You still got time to go over to him and get real picky in here? Okay, just making sure.
Nigga, what the fuck do I have to do?
I got that. Yeah, you ain't got no job no more, nigga. You right here with me, nigga. Yeah, nigga. It's not good to forget because niggas like to work. Let's not get this shit twisted, but it's like, I want to work. But here, let's speaking of work, I mean, this is another thing. Because now, like I said, it's not like a nigga ain't been looking for a job and everything like that. But again, there's certain things I'm just not going to do, period. You know what I mean? Off top. There's certain things I'm not going to do. Number one, no food service. I'm not serving nobody nothing. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not. Motherfuckers, there's too many assholes in the fucking world. Too many motherfuckers with special orders and shit that come through all kinds of. Now, again, if this is what you got to do, like I said, again, I'm not downplaying you if you work at McDonald's, Burger King, whatever you do, whatever. You got to do what you got to do, that's fine. Like I said, make your money, whatever, do what you got to do. I'm not saying that. As for me, 31, somewhat college educated, you know, husband, you know what I mean, with real jobs under his belt and everything like that. No, you would not catch me doing any kind of food service. It's just not happening. I'm better than that. I'm sorry, like whatever. I'm better than that. I'd rather do what I'm doing now, which is nothing, than sit here and serve a dumb motherfucker. Because I'm going to be the type of nigga that they're going to find on somebody's hidden camera show, spitting at people food, dropping shit on the ground and picking it back up. I don't care about y'all shit. You know what I mean?
Yo, see, that's why motherfuckers like these jobs and shit like that.
You don't know. That's exactly how I'm scared of y'all.
We don't want y'all to work. We don't want people.
I'm the first to be nice to people in drive-thrus and everything like that. I'm not a motherfucker in the motherfucker. Because I be with people. I drive people through drive-thrus and everything like that. And they fuck with people. And they be straight assholes. Like, I'm able to some of the most ratchet people sometimes order food. Like, can you make sure they don't got that on it, please? I'm like, these people are making your food back here.
Yeah, you
want to
act.
And you acting an ass to the drive-thru. They got time to put your shit. You know what I mean? I'm adding an extra ingredient in there. I'm doing something.
Yeah, he said he go get they food. If you didn't catch it, he said extra ingredient. You know what I'm saying? That means he gonna jizz in your shit.
Nah, I can't jizz in y'all food because I ain't gonna sit there and jack off in y'all shit because I don't do that. Y'all love y'all.
Yep.
But I will spit. I may wipe your burger patty with my ass cheek. You know what I mean? I don't know, man. But that shit, because I'm not. Because I've seen it. I've seen it. And people just, like, that's why I'm, it's me like I'm done. Because I go to the job, like, yeah, how are you doing this season? I talk to me. Because they got a fucked up gig. Why not be nice? What's it going to kill you?
Better be nice.
You know what I mean? What's it going to kill you to be nice for a couple of minutes or whatever to somebody through this drive-thru so they look? Because you know that all day, nigga, I went to McDonald's drive. Dude was cool, though. You know, you catch some cool people. I was there late, though. You know, 25-hour drive. You catch some teenagers and shit late night or whatever, you know, in between school and everything, trying to get that check and everything. So I'm in here chilling with dude. And I'm talking to where he was taking a little off and make my food, a little white dude, long hair or whatever, you know, be cool. Like, he didn't call me bro. You know what I mean? Like, it was cool as fuck. And then I'm like, man, I was just talking to him, like, yo, so I was a nightmare. Because I was smoking in the drive-thru. Because, you know, I was smoking in the drive-thru. It's always funny looking at the motherfuckers in the drive-thru when you come through smoking. Like,
the window down and shit.
The window was up, and I cracked it when I got to him. So it was just, it went out with it.
That's what I'm saying. When you're talking to him and shit, smoke, and you still smoking, though.
Yeah,
yeah. Talking to him and shit, like, I'm like, you want to hear it? Like, how
you came? Where
the boss at?
Yeah.
Fucking with him and shit.
Be rolling through a drink and shit or whatever, like in a cup or whatever. Like, here, man, you want to hit this shit up? You know what I mean? Look out for the motherfuckers, man. I'll be looking out for y'all. Because I can't. It's like motherfuckers that join the army. Y'all doing shit that I cannot do. I'm not going to do it. It's never going to happen.
Like, I said, why can't
you come back? No, I'm not doing it. No, I'm not saying I'm not worth it. If you give me one of those jobs or one of those shits in the army where I can be somewhere where a computer where it looks like a video game where I can blow some shit up, you know, from the distance or whatever, I got y'all. I'll blow some shit up all day, no problem. I'm not getting on nobody's boat. I'm not going.
I'm good.
I'm not going on, you know what I mean? I'm not going to Iraq. I'm not fucking with the Taliban, you know what I mean? I don't need.
You fight terror, man.
You fight terror every day of my heart, nigga.
You're supposed to be down with the
U.S. of A.
Nigga.
I went to U.S. of A. Nigga.
Oh, no.
But we got, nigga, you know, what do they say? You got to take care of home before you go somewhere. Home is fucked up. Home is fucked up, nigga.
If I fight for your country, I wouldn't do it personally. All
right, then.
You got to do it, though.
I don't got to do it. And them days is over. Could you imagine if we lived in the days, nigga, when you didn't have no choice, nigga, you got that draft card or something like that, nigga,
yeah.
You're going.
I got uncles and uncles and shit that was in the army and shit.
Yeah, nigga, I'm good.
Just with K's and shit.
Nah, yeah, my dad was in the army and shit too. Like, nigga, I'm good, man. For what? Niggas ducking bullets and shit out here all the time already anyway, nigga. What do I gotta go where I know people are gonna be shooting at me? And random people.
Like, shoot that nigga.
You know, at least.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Timmy. Yeah.
at least out here, niggas know. You know what to look for. You know the nigga may be carrying a blammer. You know what certain areas to stay out of and everything like that. Well, when you're in the army and shit, they tell you, go over there where everybody over there want to take a shot at you.
How many times did I do that?
Do what?
Stop it and start it.
Is it recording now?
I know, but how much time is left?
I don't know. Well, when it either get 10 minutes or it'll cut off again, I mean, we'll know. But these people are telling you to go somewhere where everybody over there want to kill you, and they don't like you. Looking for a reason.
Fucking American.
And then you catch, and then I'll be so mad, nigga. I'll be so mad, nigga. Just be walking with my platoon or something like that, nigga. You just catch that random sniper, and you be the first one to get hit, nigga. So I'm like, oh, everybody down, but you the one that got hit. But you the one that got the bullet, though.
How do you fuck
that? Oh, shit, now we know him like that.
Yeah,
and they say something, there's something about gunshots. I remember something, it's like, it sounds like a whistle that's kind of far, but if it sounds like it's something else, and then you know it was like right there or something. It's something when it comes to bullets, because they make a sound as they go past your head. And depending on the sound that you hear, that lets you know how close they were to taking your motherfucking head off. But just why? Just why? Like I said, I could risk getting shot. Nigga walking around here, nigga saying the wrong thing. Nigga, somebody shoot out their fucking window or something, nigga, just like that. Nigga, you got motherfuckers, nigga, suicide. Why would I go fuck with people that will run up to you with a bomb on their chest that you don't even know about?
Oh,
yo, shit. Don't care. Blow up you, the whole platoon. You know what I mean?
Okay,
real. Because they're going to take 20 virgins and shit.
I was thinking we'll get 20 virgins in heaven. Yeah. Man, get those 20 virgins.
I said they're testing this person.
Yeah, you fucking with shit, man.
No, because I was saying, hold on, that's the hideous, I guess. See,
what the fuck are you doing, man?
Okay, you try to do it then, nigga. Did I press it? No, it's still recording, though, ain't it? Yeah, it's still recording. No, press it again. it's been a while since we've done these smoke sessions, y'all. Like, so we're going to get it back in swing and shit. I fucked it up. Yeah. I was trying to get you more on the side. It looked like I was talking to myself for a second. Okay, my bad.
I just wasn't in the light.
Oh, you're right.
I
was
like, know what I'm saying? Black flannel out the shadows.
You know what I'm saying? Hold on about that.
But nah,
turn it up and shit.
But you can't. But no, you ain't. We ain't fucking win. Look what they did to us. Nigga, we just celebrated 9/11. These people don't care. My nigga, like, they don't give a... Nigga, y'all think I don't give a fuck? They don't give a fuck about shit, you know what I mean? They about that, nigga.
About that life.
And I've always been a firm believer in, like, okay, well, y'all over there, we over here, we just leave it at that.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what
you're fucking with y'all, don't fuck with us.
That's where I'm at with it. You know what I mean? But it's not like that. Because, you know, that
yeah, there's some other shit happening.
I don't know what's going on. They must got something we want, so we got to go get that shit. Or they over there persecuting or something. Like, you got to wait till after the second blood.
They're like, nah, we want y'all shit.
Because you can't crack the
bottle. No worries. Let me see
if I can have
it. It's one of my accessories, you know what I'm saying? Fuck with this stylish cigarette, Nicky. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, you know what I'm saying? Easy.
Like I said, let's go. But yeah, so as far as, like I said, back on jobs, man, there's a certain shit I'm just not going to do. So that's, I'm not doing that. What else am I not doing?
You ever saw this before?
No.
That's double fuck you. Stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck you twice and shit. Fuck you twice. Like, boom, like, fuck you.
Think that's fucking retarded.
Double fuck you. Double fuck
you. You think of making somebody? Double fuck you. You know what I mean? What the fuck am I going to teach a kid right now, man? The way I feel, at least at this point in life. Personally. You going to fuck everybody? Like, literally? Because that's what everybody else is on. Yeah. Smoke weed? Like, don't do any other. Well, no, wait, let me not lie. You know, occasionally you want to pop a pill. You know, it's okay. You just got to do it in, what's it, moderation? That's the word. That's the right word?
Yeah.
Ah, yes. See, I try to find the challenges. I'm sorry. Nigga, I said this before on the show, but like I told you, nigga, I was having a normal conversation with some people, right? And this is just how slow niggas is nowadays. Like I said, I was also talking about education on one of my shows recently, and it's just funny because, nigga, I was talking about, you know, I don't be over here that off. You know, I might get through here sporadically. The nigga looked at me like I just made up a word, my nigga. I literally looked at me so, like, the dumbest, the most dumb, dumbfounded shit on his. Like, he understood everything up until sporadically, and it just threw everything off. Like straight deer in the head. Like, he's like, what you say? Like, I'm thinking I'm in a comedy skit, I'm in Living Color or some shit. Like, you playing with me, right? Like, nigga, sporadically. Like, nigga, what's that mean? Are you serious? And then I was, you don't know what's sporadically, you know, not very often, randomly, you know, this is like, what the fuck,
you did it with the
simile, because he really didn't know.
That nigga's stupid.
Really, really didn't know, my nigga, really didn't, like, and I mean like, deer in the headlights type shit, you know, eyes all like, like, you would have thought I said, oh, my God, you would have thought I said, like, I made up some word, like, some shit just came out my mouth. Like, it was like, ugh, I said sporadic, and something just fell out my mouth. Like, come on now, my nigga. This is the type of shit, this is the type of world we live in. Niggas don't give a fuck about shit. Nothing. Not even themselves. My nigga, man, if I was talking about some, like, keys or bricks or something like that, nigga would have been on. Like, nigga would have, oh, yes, nigga throw sporadically at a nigga, and nigga like, huh? And nigga all dazed and confused. Like, what the fuck is this? Crazy. Anything else I want to do. Like I say, don't do child care. Because I'm like Bernie Mac, RIP Bernie Mac, but I will whoop your kid's ass. All these bad kids out here, bro. Don't bring your kid around me unless you want me to whoop on that kid. I can't do it. Because kids are stupid, too. Again, nothing worse than a dumb kid. I mean, I don't like talking about kids, but I don't like talking about kids. But there are smart kids, and there are dumb fucking kids. Your daughter's smart as hell. You know what I mean? I mean, yeah, you do what you had to do. You know, you made that and made sure that happened. Like, nah, you ain't about to. Nigga, they're some dumb fucking kids. Like, and it's like, really? Nigga, my fucking niece, nigga, ain't even two yet. My nigga, just past one, not going on two or whatever, nigga. Know all the colors and everything like that, nigga. Be over there pointing something, nigga. What color is that? Yellow. You know what I mean? Be on and everything. Like, my nephew, my baby nephew, same age, nigga, sitting up here.
Got 19 minutes.
Got 19 more minutes? 22. Okay. My baby nephew, nigga, out here, you know, enunciating this shit. Nigga, I walk in the house, eat that shit like, talking to my baby niece. Like, look, our uncle is here. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, enunciating this shit. Niggas don't know what the fuck's the rap kid.
Oh, yeah, we back on this shit. We was talking about some way other shit.
Yeah, we all over here, y'all. That shit, but we... Blunt number two, you know what I mean? We
go back and listen to Fuck You Fridays, you can find it.
Yeah, you can fill in the gaps or whatever. We're going to have to love these all together and everything. But it's just funny. And then y'all see, let me see why. How long we been out here? Y'all know. Y'all know
when it started, it was like.
The rest is out here.
I just looked at it. I just looked at it and went, it was like.
It's what happens, like I said, it's the smoke session, you know what I mean?
So it's smoking.
And we got about 30 minutes left on the show, so we can drag this blunt out. We can just roll out together. See, I would want to do this type of shit anyway. I've got to figure out a way how to do my shows live where people can see what the fuck is going on and everything, too. Because I know motherfuckers want to be like, what the fuck do these niggas be doing? Really? Smoking.
Do you remember why? You made the list of the jobs that you wouldn't do. Do you remember why?
Why did I make the list? I didn't make it. I just, like I said, I just realized there's certain things I'm just not gonna do. I have worked in food service before. Now I wasn't flipping nobody's burgers or anything like that. Like I said, the job I had, I was working at UCLA. I was working at the college. I was working in the cafeteria at the college. So you know, I had the little chef gear and everything like that, whatever. Now, see, I was cool with that gig. Why? because as I was serving food, I thought I was on the college business and everything like that. You know, I was their favorite chef and everything. You know, I was looking cool in my little chef gear and everything like that. I was up front. I was talking to people. You know, I'm cool with that type of shit. Sometimes they had me be a little host or whatever, you know, bring people in and everything like that. You know what I mean? I could do that, you know. But then it got real Negro-ish, or let's just put it this way, because slowly but surely you'll notice all the white people start being out on front, because, you know, there's always rotations. Like, sometimes you have to work in the back, sometimes you're in the front, you hear there, there's rotations, stations, and everything like that. Eventually, a nigga found his way in the dish room and never came out the dish room. What the fuck type of shit is that? And then the longer I'm in the dish room, I'm noticing more black people in the dish room with me. Like, oh, they just, you know what I mean? While everybody's out there where the bitches and everything is, and you're like, no, fuck that. So, like, and then, but again, the main reason I'm not doing food service is because I know how people treat people that order food. And I can never be on the other side of that. I've been looking at people when they be fucking with people in the job, like, well, fuck it, then. See, you got to make my food right sometimes. And y'all special orders. This girl, she ordered a double cheeseburger. She ordered a burger from McDonald's, but they wrapped it in lettuce. I didn't even know they could do that. I didn't even know that you can get a burger from McDonald's wrapped in lettuce, like the lettuce is the bun and shit. I didn't even know that. And it was so serious because she did say do the lettuce thing on her burger and everything. She said that. So we go all the way through the drive thru, come out, and then I'm looking at my food like, I get my shit. You know, every food place I go, I got a specific order. I know exactly what the fuck I want. It's not like I ain't never been here before. Depending on how much money I got, I know what the fuck I'm about to eat. You know, simple. You know, that's another thing I can't stand. So, you know, fucking fries. Motherfuckers that go to shit and act like they ain't never been there before. Like, how many times you go to McDonald's? You know how much money you got in your pocket. Do you really, every time you go to McDonald's, do you really order something different?
Yeah.
Every single time?
Not every single time.
But then at least you got certain things you know you fuck with, right?
About 16 I can fuck with from McDonald's.
Yeah, I'm talking about motherfuckers that sit there and look at the, like scanning the whole damn menu.
They got some new shit.
Like, and even if they did have some new shit, the new shit's going to be in the front, all big and shit. It's going to be right there.
Like, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? If they bring the McRib back. I'm saying, niggas waiting on that McRib to come back and shit.
So, yeah, I gotta see if I'm smoking this, sparking this weed up real good. Hold on, we gotta do that. Hold on,
da-da-da-da-da.
Y'all look dope right there.
Smoke smoking weed. All right.
Yeah.
but yeah, that's why I won't work at food service. But also you realize a lot of the jobs I talk about, it involves people. And I've always stated that I just can't deal with people. Like, it seems like I'm good at dealing with people, but I'm not willing to put up with people's shit. I always go like that. If you're cool with me, I'm cool with you in public, period. But when you work in certain positions where it's like you're doing something for somebody else and they're paying for it, then technically they feel like they got some kind of power over you or some shit like that or whatever. Or they can just come at you any kind of way or anything like that. And it's not flying. It's not flying. I'm too grown for that shit, nigga. I'm a grown-ass man, dog. If I was working at McDonald's, nigga, behind the cash register, you nigga 31, you better not say nothing stupid to me. You know what I mean? Like,
I will come across this counter so fast. Niggas gonna come in there.
But see, like I said,
he's like my homie, and he gonna be bagging, and his homie just gonna keep saying,
"Damn,
nigga, like you on Dusty Crusty." And I'm gonna be like, "Nigga, okay, wait, you ordered the what? What did you order? Okay, I got you. Nah, nigga, got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Got you." No, I got it, food. I get it. Don't trip.
I mean, fuck you at that food, nigga.
Yeah, I bet, nigga, that you paid for it, nigga. Nah.
My money back right now.
You can have that shit, nigga. Have your money back, nigga. I'm going down to take this back. That's what I'm saying, nigga. Because I'm fucking with your shit. You got to go to another McDonald's or whatever. You better go. Because it's people. You all know. I can't. This is what it boils down to. And like I said, I'm not the best person. I can't say I'm the best person in the world or whatever. I have my attitudes. I have my attitudes and problems and issues and shit or whatever. But my thing is, I don't.
I don't put person in the world.
I don't put them off on other people though.
It's just, I'm fresh the best with it. It's even saying in my name. I'm saying I'm fresh the best with it. I'm the best.
I just don't put my shit off other people. Like I said, I can't deal with kids because kids ain't got no sense. And then motherfuckers don't want to discipline their own kids. But then you be the person to step up and discipline somebody's kid, even if you're doing it in a positive light, trying to make things better. You ever be the motherfuckers, man? Remember, nigga, back in the day, I still remember it, nigga, and it makes me feel old as fuck. Nigga, back in the day, nigga, anybody, adult in the area, if I did something fucked up or whatever, was able to put hands on me if they needed to, if I did something stupid and I deserved it.
I remember that,
nigga. Or at least family. Definitely family, then, at the very least.
Yeah.
Any member in your family slapped the shit out of you, you do something stupid.
Yeah, okay. I can go for that.
All right.
Anybody off the street.
Off the street, but I'm talking about
neighbors and shit.
Yeah, like neighborhood type shit, maybe. No, you didn't do it that way? Well, okay, you're
going
to I remember it a little bit. But at the same time, motherfuckers don't even want you saying anything about their kids. You know what I mean? Like, don't even say anything. But if you were about to act an ass, nigga.
I'm just
saying if you was. And if your own mama ain't going to be the one to be like, nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you? I can't say what the fuck is wrong with you. So then you just get to be wrong? See, I can't do that.
Somebody will get beat up.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, if you need your ass whooped, somebody will whoop your ass.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't need to be involved. I can whoop your kid's ass. I'll gladly do it. But you know what I mean? You got to sign that off. You know what I mean? Sign that off. Yeah, like I said, well, just like what Bernie Mac was saying, that's why that shit was so funny when he says, like, if you could pick your kid up and you got a knot on his forehead, I'll tell you why I put it there. And like,
kid,
whoop a nigga, whoop a kid's ass.
Why not? To the white me.
Like I said, what else was I doing? Like I said, I can go about promotion. Like I said, I don't got time for promotion because everything's on the internet now. This is nothing. You know, I came to find out, I just found this out recently. I should have known better. But motherfuckers, all these people out here on these Facebooks and these Twitters and everything, all they getting all these friends, motherfuckers just paying for shit. Paying for friends. Paying for likes. Paying for... Are you fucking serious? Like,
you lying.
All the motherfuckers got like 1,000 likes and this, that, or 1,000 friends or followers or whatever. No, they bought a grip of those.
Hey,
there are people out there that is all kind of shit. Trust me, I don't want to get too far because I don't know too much about it while I was sitting. But I can just thinking as a computer person because I know computers and shit and everything. I mean, there are people sitting around. She just passed it to me. There are people that are sitting around not doing absolutely nothing that will sit around and gather up likes and friends for you. And charge you for you to have access to it. You know what I mean? There's people out there that just do shit like that. You know how many fake pages are out there? People that got like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different pages and shit. You know what I mean? And then they just gather up their own followers and they trade them. You know, it's stupid. It's stupid. That's what I'm doing.
Pages like 13-year-olds, only 6 pictures.
Yeah, like what the.
It don't work.
But the fact that you have to sit here and buy. You want to buy likes, you can't even earn your shit, you know what I mean, at least. Because at least the hoes, get the hoes credit. They ain't out there buying them, out there showing off their ass and everything like that. They just out there showing off ass titties, bending over and everything. Everybody likes that shit. Everybody want to see that shit. You know, got to give props where it's due.
Yep, because it'd be right there. I'd be looking at it, too.
I'd be looking at it, too.
Like, oh,
I got a few of them. Like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I liked a couple of your pages and shit, too. I'm like, oh, that's a nice page. Oh, look at that one. Nice page, too.
See, I'm not above any of that shit either, because, like, hold on. See, I'm not above any of that shit either, because I'll be on that shit, too, like, let's expose these hoes pages, or, you know, the ones that just all about just, you know what I mean? Because it's like, why not? Like,
let's expose these hoes. That is a cold day for a page. Like, he's really exposing hoes.
Or I'm even involved in a couple of them. Like, yeah, a couple of these freak pages, but they're like private. They're like private.
Nah, I've seen this one where it was this one light skinned bro was giving head to this dark skinned pregnant bro, right? And then, like, all the comments was like, they said her name and shit was like, whoa, Jones. Like, I can't believe you did that. Baby mama, like, like they shoot the people and shit, like,
That's again, it's funny because again, I'm the Chamber of Secrets. And so I be wanting to just so let you know certain shit leak out, like either leak this, leak that, and I don't even got all.
Fuck.
I mean, yeah, you don't care.
Yeah.
Because I'm the one that's gonna have to hear that shit.
Only
care. Yeah, you don't care. See, as much as I don't care, again, I just don't like drama. I don't like issues. I don't like problems. You know what I mean? So, and motherfuckers can't handle shit. You know what I mean? I'm cool with it. You know what I mean? The homies are like anything like that. But I mean, you know how bitches be. You know what I mean? Why are you put me on?
Like you said, this time you a movie star. Shit, movie star.
But also at the same time, I'm thinking, I know you girls, well, this is between us, keep this between us type shit and everything like that, but I don't understand why you don't like people knowing what you're able to do. That's how I see it personally. Maybe it's different for girls and everything like that.
Put a rag around your face. I'm quite, you never know.
But as far as I go, I got no issues showing off my skills on video. Because
I was younger, I used to do videos and shit, but I went by the mask. Fucker. So if you ever see something with, you know what I'm saying, it's a nigga, he had the golf hat on, you know what I'm saying, with black rags hiding around his face. That was me. I was the Max fucker. I never told nobody. I just heard it live. You know what I'm saying? The Max fucker and shit. Boom. You know what I'm saying?
And then, you know, I had to tell myself, too, nigga, you know, Cause I did the quarantine for a little while when I was in college. You know, I had all the videos. I had the videos there because I was posting them shit every week and I was getting paid. Because the more people that downloaded it, nigga, that got me through a lot of college, nigga, and everything like that. Nigga, I was out there with it, nigga. Like, but it's funny because now I come across a certain porn site now, and why is my shit on other people's site? Well, I tell you, I'm like, why am I getting paid? Nigga, I found another video on the site, nigga. Like, that's two of my shits that I'm not getting no kind of compensation for it. People just out there getting off on, my nigga. Like,
who got time? Like,
who
made
out
this video?
Where did
he? Like, I'm holding the camera right there.
That's me, yeah. And it's so funny because my videos are always usually like POV, you know, point of view and shit. So it's just like my body, my legs, my arms and shit, everything like that. Like, you just don't know it's me unless you know me. Like, it's crazy.
Directed and starred in that movie, and
nothing. And nothing. And they even labeled it wrong. They said that shit was Man Fucks Hooker in Alley.
Nah, you fucked a hooker in the alley.
She wasn't a hooker. Was in the alley.
Yeah, look, that's what
we was in the alley, but she wasn't a hooker.
Yeah,
but that's what they think it is now and everything. Like, yeah, so it's just fucked up. Because when I had it uploaded on my sites and everything like that, it was all labeled properly, you know, like, I was like, that's stupid, nigga. I was dumb. See, I was dealing with the wrong motherfucker, man. That's what school was trying to get all of on and everything like that. Yeah, I was doing y'all flipping everywhere else.
Like these times, you know, I'm serving the room and shit.
Super Bowl.
Me. That's the
type of
it is how I feel.
Yeah. I'm a straight rider. Yeah.
For real. That's how I feel. Don't tell nobody. 7 minutes left.
7 minutes left. We got about 7 minutes in the show. So, yeah, shit, you've been out pretty close. So. But, oh, man.
I don't know what happened with the phone call. We got on Tupac. We got Flytrack coming to you.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, my theme song is when every time I step in the room, you just hear, I won't deny it. I'm a
strange body.
You know what I'm saying? That's my shitty shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like my theme song.
No, I'll be using my own music.
You know, like, good times. You know, like, that's the theme song. That's my theme
song. It's funny what I find myself doing now. I feel like I need theme music.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember that episode? You talking about when you walk in somewhere or whatever. I'm talking about all the time. Remember that
episode
of the movie? I'm talking about the cartoon. Remember the episode of the Family Guy where he got three wishes?
Yeah.
And he said he wanted his own theme music, and every time he walked, he made
that's
he made, you know what I'm talking about? That's my shit. So I'll be like, when I go on my little walk and shit now, when I be on my missions and everything, I don't even put my headphones in, nigga. I just pick a track. Like, and I put it on repeat, and I just walk, nigga, but it's me. Right, I just walk, nigga, that's my theme, just thinking, like, when I walk, like, nigga, it's the same, this is how I feel today, boom, like, go back inside, man, come back out later, okay, this is how I feel now, play this one, like, It's just loud as fuck. No headphones, got people looking at me. Lucky I don't got them big ass mugs.
What's that movie with Keenan Ivory Wayans when he was like a superhero? Not I'm gonna get you sucker, was he?
Was it I'm gonna get you sucker?
He wasn't a superhero and I'm gonna get you sucker.
Well, not a superhero, but he was like the hero and shit.
Yeah, he was a hero.
And he, like, he had to get his own theme music and shit.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, right.
He was like, yeah, nigga, D-Nice. Yo, my name is D-Nice. You know what I'm saying? He get his own theme music and shit.
But nah.
But man, Witty Gang got a finished album, man. I'm gonna y'all tell y'all.
I'm setting Witty Gang. We got shit we got to do. We got a lot of things we got to do, man. It's just, I just feel upset. This is Fuck You Friday, so I'm just going to say this right now. I feel like this year is about to be wasted. I feel bad. That's just across the board on a lot of things, me personally, a lot of things going on. That's just me speaking for me. But, and I don't like wasting things, but I feel like the year has been wasted. This is
what
I said. Yeah, it's my water. What are you doing with my water, nigga?
Waterfalls. This is the shit. You know what I'm saying? Waterfalls. You know what I'm saying? Real quick.
But yeah, I really feel like I wasted a year on a lot of, I didn't waste the year on a lot of bullshit. I just did shit.
I know.
And shit happened. It's a lot of changes. A lot of changes. I don't know. And I'm not going to, when the new year comes along, I'm not going to be that nigga talking about, man, this year is going to be different. No, it's not on you, though, nigga. You're always trying to jump the gun. Y'all see this? Everybody see how the rotation going except for this nigga, right? Yep. Except for this nigga right here, right?
I was high.
Everybody else know how it's going, even y'all at home and everything. But this nigga, except for the people on the radio. People on the radio don't know. But y'all do.
Man, no, don't mind me, man. I'm lashing out now. I'm trying to.
Yeah, that's saying. He's trying to bang on me with funny shit.
And it's been a while, though, my nigga.
I ain't even hit it.
It's been a while, though.
I didn't hit it. When was the last time
we actually spoke together, nigga?
In the longest time, I say it in a minute.
That's what I'm saying, nigga. This is,
matter of fact, I was just talking to Rock, like, I ain't seen this nigga Owen, like,
man. You the one probably got that nigga Rock amped up, talking about, nigga, you all in my head. But I'm like, y'all know where I'm at, too. If I was able to come by or where, come through, whatever, obviously niggas is doing shit. You know what I mean? Spy still got a job. Westwood, Spy still got a job. You know what I mean? But niggas can't come through during the day anyway. So it's like, it's like whatever. And I ain't got no fucking car. Then what we gonna do? What we gonna do? You gonna come pick me up? We gonna look at each other?
Like, hey, what's up? Like,
yeah. Like, I don't know. See now? See, we smoking. We got a reason to be here. Smoking. Yeah. Doing a radio show. Smoke sessions. Chilling.
Now you hear it.
It's purpose.
See that right there?
You showed me the new tab, nigga. That's what we did smoke. That's what we smoked.
We met
up in the car, you know?
I'm good bound to shit. Yeah. Good bound. You see it now. Boom.
Like that.
Oh, shit. Duh. You like that?
Yeah, niggas, but niggas need to know that, man. That's what I'm saying. Nigga, when was the last time we did a show? Yeah. When's the last time we was in the studio?
I'm trying to get that studio. Man, hey, look, you can talk about we ain't been to the studio in this long and all this. When I get the shit cracking, I'm going to be in this shit every day. So, you know what I'm saying?
So this is what we got to wait. Are we going to wait for that?
We don't have to wait for that, but I'm saying.
We do have to go.
Hey. You know what I'm saying? It's right there, too. I'm like,
kicking on right now.
Yes.
That's part of the problem, though. We don't actually have a person who would actually do that.
Yeah, I won't be the bus. If I get the bus of this shit, then the whole show be ruined. Because folks just did it and turned to the Nympho show.
But y'all the last 30 seconds, so you ain't going to do it,
though.
So.
I'm going to tell long it's the last 30 seconds.
No, we got 8 minutes on here. You got less on there, probably.
I got, like, 2 minutes left on here. Right?
Like I said, the radio show's still good. The TV show right now, the smoke sessions right now is a little different. So, I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm saying? Although, we ain't did one of these in a while. And, you know what I'm saying? And every time niggas tell me that, I'm a bus. I don't care who it is. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm finna give it to him real quick. Real quick. It's like two and a half minutes. You know? Real quick. Okay.
Let him get a beat.
No, I don't need no beat. Yeah. I don't need no beat, no.
Can you hit the weed first?
Yeah, let me hit the weed.
Yeah.
Okay, fuck all you do. We're going to do it like
No,
I'm finna just bust this real quick. You know what I'm saying? Me hit this real quick. Look.
Let me go,
That's how I go right there.
Perpetrators and pretenders get popped on Fife.
I paralyze you punks. Take fade when I take flight. Explosions. I leave your chest open. I'm chosen. To rock them like I'm holding. I'm frozen. Fresh. Fuck them all from the faculty. Defying the laws of gravity. Suffering for my salary. Casualties. From the cannon in a collision. I'm destroying and dominating my division. Competition is none. I pop the block and run. Niggas feel the dump. I'm back riding number one. I stun on all contenders. Dismembering body parts is cracking. From the jump to the clapping when the party starts. I'm young and hostile. Ripping turf because it's mandatory. These cocksuckers approach me. Can't compete in my category. Extraordinary extraordinary elements. Made up of metal pieces,
all right,
come together to demolish your face features.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that, you know, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 12 more seconds, so I'm going to say,
oh, on yours.
Fuck you and have a nice day. Good, man.
Peace out. So that's as far as the smoke session goes. But since you're still on the radio, though, now, Shay Poetry Session. Who was the fuck trying to call me? No. Pick up. I'm tired of these niggas out here thinking they untouchable. Like, I'm gonna let this shit slide. What am I, a Huxtable? You think that you can do whatever? Never, nigga. Fuck you. And these bitches think they niggas now. Does that mean I can hit them too? They never know what dagger do. I'm swinging hard at every pitch. Wayne Brady with it. Does the dagger have to slap a bitch? Toss her body in a ditch. Take a piss up on her grave. Exercise a spirit. Damn, she should have never disobeyed. But you see the way I treat a bitch? Bitch niggas get it worse. I'm looking for my first body. Why you think I drive a hearse? A hater's thirst is never quenched. Blood sucking wall crawlers. I'm hunting every hater down. Blade with it. Daywalker. My alias is 40 beats and waiting to watch me execute. I'm so high I'm flying skydiving without a parachute.
You gotta get that 40 beats. You gotta hit that part with you, nigga, but then with the zipping.
I hit that part, shot, she's going. That's what's represented. If I kill a bitch, you kill him off a dagger, pull the hammer, put the final nail into your coffin. Like, nigga, like.
Turn it up, bitch.
Oh, nigga, you. Oh, no, nah, I was about to smash it. Well, nigga, you don't want to hit on that one?
Yep.
Because I wrote another verse of that, and I was going to put another dude on it, but then if I could keep my other verse and put you, you could take the last verse on that one, and I don't got to add another one.
Yeah.
But that's on Sunday, then, if you're going to come through on Sunday. But you got that. Do you have that or got the email? That beat, that track.
What track is it?
I'll send it to y'all. You know, too. I got the new email now.
Yeah.
Because
I forgot my email address.
Stupid ass.
I mean, not the address. I forgot the password, so they was like, what's your password?
They can't send you, if you forgot your password, they can send it to some shit or whatever.
They can send it to your backup email. But I have a fucking backup email. Fucking kind of dumb shit is that? I'm like,
they can send it to my phone, too.
Maybe tried that. No, they was like, email. I'm like, bro, text it to me. No text. Nothing. Wait, what the fuck, man? I couldn't even get in my shit. I had to make another one. Had to go to the Sprint store so I get on my contacts. Like, maybe blow them up. So,
oh, that cancer out the other one. Put another one.
Like, good job. Appreciate
it. Hey, you know, Apple Inc. All you need is an iTunes. Nigga, forever got some shit. Forever, everywhere, nigga. I can go anywhere.
That's cool.
I can go anywhere.
I just forgot my password.
look at all you went through over a password.
Which be like a bus.
I'm just saying, man. My fault you can't remember a password.
Yeah, but that's you now. I'm forgetting all the passwords. The same thing, so I don't forget it no more.
Oh, but then your ass gonna get fucked up, nigga. If all
persons
get one, it's
going to
be on all of them.
It's like nothing niggas would think of.
I ain't going to get one. That's the shit that's going to fuck you up still. What's up?
I'm not.
Uh-oh. All right, I got the 90-second call just now in my ear, so we got 90 seconds. Any shout-outs you want to give real quick, even though you have been kind of quiet? Any shout-outs you want to give to anybody? Or
shout-out to the Bay Area. Rest in peace, Mac Dre.
Mac Dre.
Princess Tiana. Much love, Beta LA, Pride, love, all Cali,
love. There it is. All right. Fresh with it, the best with it.
Fresh
for the great.
West Coast, best coast.
That's right. On that every day. But
Oakland, though.
He's
Oakland.
But yeah, my nigga, it's been a while, so nigga, any shout out you want to give and shit, nigga?
You know
it's good, good to get back and chill out and shit,
you know,
nigga, like that.
You know what I'm saying? Nice to
we're going to, going to the party tomorrow.
Of course I'm going to the party
tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Well, nigga can come to the house first before the party if niggas want to still, because like I said, the house is still open. So.
Yeah, we're going to the party and shit, though.
Going to go turn up. You going to go gonna sit on somebody's floor again?
No. Probably, though. It's the K and shit, so I ain't.
You going to be comfortable.
Oh, you tripping that shit.
Yeah. But
shit,
did you already shout out? Did you say anything?
No, I didn't even say nothing. Shout out to Witty Gang, man. Shout out Hoodbound. Shout out Fate Mall. You know what I'm saying? Shout out the motherfucking Bay Bay's kids. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out
the motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, Witty Gang, the Empire. You know what I'm saying? WSDs, RXGs.
Jeez,
yeah. Some West Coast
shit, blah. Yeah, as always, and y'all know who I am, I'm the Dagger. LA West Coast all day, banging on radio, reality radio. Like I said, you never know what's going to happen. Make sure you check out YouTube pretty soon. I'm going to make sure I should put up a link or a post somewhere where you can try to run these together. You got to, here's what you're going to do. Here's what you're going to have to do. You got to try to line it up the best way you can.
It's your homework.
You got to have YouTube over here on one page and have the show running on the other page. Now, I'm going to try to link it up as best as I can. But like I said, y'all, because, I mean, the video is going to be all chopped up because we was in here high and shit. So, you know, it's not going to line up perfectly. But if you get them both, then the shit you miss, it will all come together, all right? So don't trip. But, again, y'all know. Let's see. It was a fucking Friday. It was good to chill with the homie. Got out here. We relaxed. I don't know what I'm about to get into the rest of the night. About to go disappear and just relax. Let's see. Slap Sundays, every Sunday from 7 to 9, playing up with the slappers from the top independent artists all around the world. Then we got the Triple N show on Monday, Mo Music Mondays every Monday, all right? All music, no talk at all, so you won't hear nothing but independent artists. And then y'all all know West Coast Wednesday from that to my co-host Queen B, all adult matters, adult topics, 9 to 11 every Wednesday night. That's all West Coast time. Got a lot of interviews lined up, got a lot of new music coming in, y'all. It's going to be an interesting week. So, like I said, at least something's going good, and that's good to know. Got a party to turn up tomorrow. You know what? It's funny. I don't know if I should do it, though. Because, you know, I could just do a show whenever I want to, technically. Should do one from the party.
Might as well.
But it ain't going to be that loud. You know what I mean? We ain't going to be able to talk or anything. Or is it just going to be a show just people just listen?
Nah. It's a VIP.
Okay. Well, then, yeah, we could probably do that. So we'll see what happens. There may be a surprise.
It's the main event.
There may be a surprise show tomorrow, y'all. You never know. But like I said, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Keep fucking with me. I'll keep fucking with you. People keep sending in your music. Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Beauties of the Week. If you're trying to do that, get it the same email. Producers, directors, y'all. If you're about your business and you real with yourself and, you know, nothing bothers you, well, if it can bother you, just don't bring it here. Get it off your chest, do what you got to do, and then move the fuck off, all right? Yeah, that's about it. We out.